Well, Todd, thank you so much for calling into the podcast. Man, you're coming here, the Magic Bag, right outside Detroit in Ferndale, this Thursday, the 20th of February, man. This is a part of your 2020 stadium tour, correct? Hello? Did I lose him? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I was just saying this is a part of your 2020 stadium tour.
Oh, yeah, it is. Stadium.
Yeah, I just thought that was pretty cool, and I want to thank you for so much for just giving us a little bit of your time. I mean, just to not only plug the tour, mainly you're one of my favorite comics. I've been following you, gotta be, I don't know, mid-90s premium blend, something on Comedy Central. So it's just an honor just to be talking with you on my podcast.
Cool, man.
And on top of that, I mean, you're the host of your own podcast, which I've grown to love. I mean, I really like how you're just talking with your friends. And one of the cool things about that is you're a real professional in that you show your talent, you show what made you, what brought you here. And quite honestly, you're a great host, but even more importantly, like, you're a great listener. You always encourage your friends to get out on tour, show themselves off. I mean, one that sticks to mind is like your interview with Mateo Lane.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, Mateo's a good dude.
Yeah. And one thing I do love about your podcast, since we're just jumping right into it, it's kind of like a different side of you, mainly because when you're on stage, I love your act because it's dry. But it's like you're the coolest guy in the room, so to speak. And when you listen to the podcast, you kind of see a different side of it's still there, but it's like different. It's very supportive and it's very like
less attitude.
Exactly. Exactly. So yeah. I just wanted to just toss that out there real quick because I am a fan. And I obviously follow you on the socials as well. One thing I do like, I wanted to talk about a little bit is your book. Welcome, you know, thanks for thank you for coming to Hattiesburg.
Yeah.
And with that, it seemed like you seem to go to quote unquote flyover towns. What about Hattiesburg stuck out, like the smaller venues, you know?
A guy was interested in helping me write a book, or not write a book, but get a book published, an agent type guy. And I'm hearing a real echo, by the way.
What about now?
That's a little better. Yeah, that's way better. You still there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I met with an agent who was seeing if I knew, wanted to write a book. And I said, I'd love to. I don't have any ideas. He's like, well, let's talk it out. Maybe we can think of something. And I just have to, while talking to him, I told them that I like playing smaller market cities, something that interests me. And he said, why don't you write the book about that? And then I did. So, it's fun to go to big cities, but it's also fun to go to places where they don't get a lot of comics passing through.
That's cool. And one thing about that is, you're not afraid to challenge yourself. Like a few years before that, you did the all crowd work tour. And on that tour, you essentially just winged it on stage every night. That had to be a little scary, right?
It was not as scary as I thought it would be, but it's not as scary as it sounds to me anyway. I kind of like it. I'm pretty relaxed when I do it for some reason. But I can see why it would seem scary, and I'm surprised that I am relaxed when I do it. But I think it's because it's just not reciting jokes that I've recited a bunch of times. Not that I don't like doing that, but it's a little more spontaneous. Well, it's all spontaneous.
You've worked at Into Your Act a bit since then, more of crowd work. Have you ever seen where people are a little hesitant to even, quote unquote, be picked on?
Yeah, I mean, I always back off if someone... There's some people you get to see that, you know, when you first start talking to them, that they're not into it, so I just move it along. I only want to do it with someone who's into it. I don't want to because they didn't sign up to be talked to when they bought a ticket. So I kind of just I move along if they seem uncomfortable, and I find someone who's more into it.
One thing about challenges, and I hate to be a little presumptuous here, but what about, do you have any upcoming challenges? Like how writing a book seemed to be like a hurdle you wanted to cross that was suggested to you, the crowd work thing.
I'm working on a screenplay, that I think is going well, but it's definitely a challenge that it's definitely a challenge.
Okay, I mean,
not what I'm used to doing, you know.
Oh yeah, one thing I always want to ask veterans, especially guys that you've been around for some time, do you still feel nervous before you hit the stage, or is it just something that goes away?
It depends on. It's usually situationally I get nervous. If it's a really really big place, I get nervous. I mean, I always get a little nervous, but if it's a 120 seat room. I've done that a million times, so I'm not very fazed by that. But if it's also like a weird gig where it's maybe someone hires you to perform at a party or something, and it's a lot could go wrong, then I would be more nervous about that. Yeah.
Well, what were some of those things like? Was like a strange place that you were hired? What was like one of the strangest places or venues you ever played that made you feel that way?
I mean, I've done a handful of. Sometimes it'll be like, hey, it's someone's 40th birthday party. He's your a fan of yours, and so there's gigs like that, and you kind of just show up to some city, and you know, because are you a comic?
I am not. I talk to a lot of comics though, so okay. I respect you guys a lot, but
no, I'm just curious. Yeah, it's just you know, if you go to a comedy club and there's other comics there. If it doesn't go well, they're gonna have empathy for you because they've done shows that don't go well. But if you're just trapped with some guy's family and his friends, and they're paying you a lot of money, it can be a little scary. So those type of gigs, and also like times I've done really big places, I get a little nervous, but I think I hide it pretty well.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to kind of say you're nervous because your whole act is that you're the coolest guy in the room. So if you were, I don't really see it.
Okay, I shouldn't have revealed it then. But,
I'm sorry that you said that.
I've seen people come off stage and they go, I was terrified, and they seemed fine to me, like I didn't notice it. So you don't know what's going through someone's head necessarily.
That's true. One thing I wanted to ask, now I read this a while ago, I guess you could prove it to be true or false, is that you're a bit of a germaphobe. What are some of the challenges, if you are, how do you react to like touring and going to weird and new places that you probably don't even know about?
I'm a moderate germaphobe. But I mean, if I show up at a place and there's no soap in the dressing room, bathroom, I'll just say, you need to go buy me soap. So I take care of it. I mean, I ask nicely, but I'm not going to be disgusted while I'm at a place. And yeah, some are a little, sometimes you play a place where it's a little seedier than others, but you know, usually I stay in clean hotel rooms, I think, and so it's not super challenging. And then, you know, you shake hands with people after the show, but whatever. You can wash your hands after that.
All right, one thing I wanted to know, you know, I kind of follow you on the socials. You usually bring, well, sometimes, I won't say usually, sometimes you bring your cat on tour. Is that a real thing, the cat rider?
Oh, no, I never bring my cat on tour. That cat rider was when I, that's for an apartment lease. They made me doing that.
Oh, I could see where that could be confusing because I was.
Yeah, well, I was angling it at the confusion when I made my Instagram post. But yeah, no, I wish I could bring my cat on tour.
Well, it worked because it confused the shit out of me. But like I said, you're coming here. You're going to be here Thursday. I respect your work. I know this was a last minute thing and we're short on time. Now I apologize for the technical difficulties, but I do have one more question. And you said, am I a comic? I am not, but I do know a good amount listen to my show. So I guess one question I will ask, what advice would you give someone who's starting out or getting their feet wet? What advice would you give to those young comics, you know, now? I mean, share your years of experience, you know?
I usually say the same thing on this. Basically, you have to write as much as you can and go on stage every chance you get and make it your life and your social life. And at some point, you know, find a good city to live in where there's a lot of open mic nights, but maybe not super hopeful. You know, like starting in New York is not easy, and LA is not easy. Not that you can't do it. If you want to do it, you should, but I think it's wise to get good somewhere else and then show up in New York or LA and have some skills already.
That works. All right. Well,
is that a good answer?
Good enough for me. I mean, I put it like this. If I do stand up as long as you have, okay, great. I'm just going to take your word for it because you know way more than I do.
I mean, it's just really writing jokes and doing them and keep repeating that forever and getting good, hopefully.
Well, Ty, thank you so much.
And, all right.
I'll see you when you get here in Detroit.
All right, great. Thanks a lot, man.
All right, thank you.
Bye.